Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government and a record ninth consecutive Union Budget presentation by Ms. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. The budget is expected to outline the government's economic roadmap for the coming year with a focus on growth, employment generation and fiscal stability. The budget documents will be available on the Union Budget mobile app and the website after completion of the budget speech in the Parliament. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the grand celebration of the 77th Republic Day Parade stood as a vibrant reflection of India's unity in diversity. Speaking at the closing ceremony of Bharat Parv 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, he said it is an experience that brings alive the timeless spirit of the country with each state and region telling its own unique story. The Vice President said the parade reaffirmed the unwavering commitment to the sovereignty and security of the nation. He added that as India progresses through the Amrit Kal, it is witnessing transformation in infrastructure expansion, digital empowerment, financial inclusion, social security, women-led development and youth-driven innovation. Mr. Radhakrishnan noted that the government's sustained investments in connectivity and tourism infrastructure are ensuring balanced growth among all regions of the country.
Thanks to the road networks, expanded rail connectivity through trains such as Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat, new airports, improved facilities at heritage sites, pilgrimage circuits and natural destinations, particularly in regions like the Northeast, are opening opportunities that were once limited by challenges of connectivity.
At least five people lost their lives and several others were injured in a tragic bus accident along 10th Mile Road near Tesema last evening. According to reports, the accident occurred around 8 p.m. The passengers were members of the Chumukedima Al Baptist Church returning from Mokokchung after attending a church event. Those injured were taken to the Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research, CIHSR, in Dimapur for treatment. Further details are awaited. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak has expressed grief over the incident. In a social media post, Ms. Konyak said she had spoken to authorities at CIHSR and appreciated the doctors and staff for the timely medical care. The MP offered condolences to the bereaved families and wished speedy recovery to the injured. The Nagaland Police has announced that the oral interview or viva voce for the recruitment of 1,176 constable GD posts will be conducted at the district level across the state. An official notice yesterday said the decision follows approval of the state government. Details on interview dates and venues will be notified soon through local newspapers, the Nagaland Police website and the recruitment portal. Candidates have been advised to check official platforms regularly or contact their district recruitment helplines for updates. The Aspirational District Program and Aspirational Block Program under Sampurnata Abhiyan 2.0 were launched at Kifire on Saturday. Addressing the event, ADC Kifire Longdipa L. Sangtam said the initiative focuses on time-bound interventions to improve key indicators in health, nutrition and education, including ICDS nutrition services, sanitation, drinking water, school facilities for girls and vaccination of bovine animals. He called for active participation from all departments to strengthen service delivery and community engagement. The Abhiyan aims to strengthen grassroots governance, ensure interdepartmental coordination and accelerate inclusive development in aspirational district of Kifire. And in cricket, Nagaland were 85 for 4 wickets in their second innings on day 3 of the Ranji Trophy Elite match against Andhra. Earlier, Nagaland posted 366 in their first innings while Andhra responded with a total of 536. Nagaland trailed by 85 runs as play continues today at Nagaland Cricket Stadium, Sovima. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.